This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak with me, Feifei.
And me, Rob. Now, excuse me, Feifei, because I just need to reach over and get a tissue before I achoo! Excuse me.
Are you getting a cold?
Oh, excuse me. I've just got to get this. Hi, Mum. Yeah, I've told you not to call me at work. I'll call you tonight, OK? Bye. Sorry about that.
Rob, are you going to do any work?
Excuse me. I am working very hard to explain today's piece of authentic English.
Excuse me? Say that again.
Yes, that's it. Our phrase today is two words with many different meanings. Excuse me.
I see. So when you sneeze or make a rude noise, you can apologise by saying, excuse me.
Exactly. And when I wanted you to move so that I could reach for the tissues, I said, excuse me, to politely ask you to move so that I could reach them. A bit like this.
Excuse me, could you move down the bus, please, so that I can get on? Thanks.
And what about that phone call?
Ah, yes. I said, excuse me, as a polite way of apologising for the interruption.
So you were being polite and then you were being rude when you said, excuse me.
Well, I was expressing shock and disbelief that you thought I wasn't working. A bit like this.
Excuse me? How can you say I don't do any housework? I cleaned the bathroom yesterday.
And then you said, excuse me, because you didn't understand what I said earlier, as usual, and you wanted me to repeat it.
Excuse me? That's not fair. Any other uses?
Yes, here's another one.
Excuse me, do you know the way to the railway station?
OK, that's excuse me to get someone's attention. Well, Rob, now I've got your attention, you'll have to excuse me because I've got to go.
A very good use of excuse me, Feifei, politely saying you have to go. So, can you think of any more? Feifei? Feifei? Oh, she really has gone. Bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.